We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka, text number 28. Pravishtastu Griham Pitro. Pravishtastu Griham Pitro. Parishvakta Swamatribhi. Parishvakta Swamatribhi. Vavande Sirasa Sapta. Vavande Sirasa Sapta. Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Pravishvakta Swamatribhi.
Pravishvakta Swamatribhi.
Vavande Sirasa Sapta.
Vavande Sirasa Sapta.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Parishvakta Swamatribhi.
Parishvakta Swamatribhi.
Vavande Sirasa Sapta.
Vavande Sirasa Sapta.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Pravishtastu Griham Pitro.
Parishvakta Swamatribhi.
Parishvakta Swamatribhi. Vavande Sirasa Sapta.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Devaki Pramukha Mudha. Pravishta.
Pravishta.
After entering.
After entering.
To
but
Griham. Houses.
Houses.
Pitro.
Pitro.
Of the Father.
Of the Father.
Parishvakta.
Parishvakta.
Embrace.
Embrace.
Swamatribhi.
Swamatribhi.
By his own mothers.
By his own mothers.
Vavande.
Vavande.
Offered obeisances.
Offered.
Sirasa.
Sirasa.
His head. Sapta.
Sapta.
Seven.
Seven.
Devaki.
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 Pramukha.
Pramukha.
Headed by.
Headed.
Mudha,
Mudha.
Gladly.
Gladly.
Translation. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mother's presence, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna, had completely separate residential quarters where he lived with his 18 wives, out of whom Srimati Devaki is the real mother of Lord Krishna. But in spite of this, all other stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following verse. Lord Krishna also did not distinguish his real mother from his stepmothers, and he equally offered his obeisances unto all the wives of Vasudeva present on the occasion. According to scripture also, there are seven mothers. 1. The real mother. 2. The wife of the spiritual master. 3. The wife of a Brahmana. 4. The wife of the king. 5. The cow. 6. The nurse. And 7. The earth. All of them are mothers. Even by this injunction of the Shastras, the stepmother, who is the wife of the father, is also as good as the mother, because the father is also one of the spiritual masters. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. Translation again. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mother's presence, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Katsurun Militanena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupatarudyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing about Lord Krishna returning to his home in Dwarka and how he is being received by everyone. We're hearing now how he enters into the palace and how he meets his family members. After meeting his father, he meets his mother. And we hear that his father, Vasudev, has not one wife, but 18 wives. Just imagine. Your father has 18 wives. And Lord Krishna is equally affectionate to all of his mothers. All 18 mothers. One time, a devotee was living in the temple in New York, and the devotee's mother came to see Prabhupada, wanted to see what her son was doing. So Prabhupada told the boy, bow down to your mother. Yeah, Prabhupada said, bow down to your mother. She's your mother. Prabhupada said, yeah, just like you bow down to me, you bow down to the Guru, you should also bow down to the mother and father. You should respect them also, because father is also Guru, and wife of the Guru also is mother. So you have to bow down, you have to respect them. So Lord Krishna shows the perfect etiquette, perfect behavior. Lord Krishna, he bows to his mothers, and he is the Supreme Lord. Everyone is bowing to him and surrendering to him, but Lord Krishna bows to his mother. In the same way, we also have to follow this example. Lord Krishna is teaching us the perfect behavior, the Vedic culture. Even your mother may not be devotee, does not matter. Still we should respect them. Because by their grace only, we have the opportunity to be devotees. If they had not given birth to us, then we would not have this human body, we would not have the chance to be devotee. So we are indebted to them. From the birth, we are indebted to many different people. We're indebted to our parents, We're indebted to our forefathers. We're indebted to the great sages who wrote books. We're indebted to our teachers. Or we have debt to the government, so many, the king, all these different people, they're all doing so many things for us. We're indebted to them. Of course, when we surrender to Krishna, then by surrendering to Krishna, then we're no longer indebted to them, because we give our life for Krishna. But that does not mean that we should ever disrespect our parents. We should not think, well, I'm a devotee now, I've surrendered to Krishna, so I don't have to respect my parents. No, we have to respect them. Yeah. We don't have to, we may not be engaged in serving them, but we're serving Krishna. And when they come here to the temple, we have to respect them. When we meet them, we must be respectful to them. This is part of etiquette, Vaishnava behavior. A devotee of Krishna should have all good qualities. No? He's a devotee of Krishna. Devotee of Krishna is not on the material platform. He's not under the modes of goodness or passion or ignorance. A devotee is transcendental. But that means he's supposed to have all good qualities. And good qualities should be shown there in our behavior, how we deal with others, how we treat others. So Lord Krishna is showing us how to treat our parents, how to treat them with affection. Even the father has many wives, but Lord Krishna is affectionate to all of them and treats all of them just like mother. You see, nowadays you cannot even just have, even you just have one mother, one father, but we're not able to respect them properly. But we see how perfect the society was, that even the father has many wives, but there's no problem. All of the ladies are very nice, and they behave like mother. They're not fighting with each other. They're not complaining to the husband all the time. So Prabhupada then mentions also how there are seven different mothers. Right? The wife of the guru is also mother, and then the wife of the brahmana, wife of a brahmana, there will be so many brahmanas, and they will be giving service to the community. They will give medical advice, they will give astrological information, and they will give information from scriptures also. So the wives of the brahmanas are also respected. And then the wife of the king, just like in Thailand, we have the king and he has his wife. So we respect also the wife of the king. And then the cow is also mother. Yeah, the mother, because the mother gives milk for her child. In the same way, the cow is also giving milk. And we all drink milk, every one of us. Who has not drunk? Everybody, every child, every person, they get milk. The beginning of the life, you have to feed the baby milk. So the cow is also mother, because she's providing the milk for the brain. And then the nurse, we know nurses also there, that Putana came to Krishna in the form of a nurse. She came to nurse Krishna. She was even offering breast milk to Krishna with the intention of trying to kill Krishna. But Krishna did not see that she's giving poison. Krishna just simply thought that, oh, she wants to be my nurse. So Krishna took her back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. So nurse is also like a mother. Just like sometimes a mother We often see the mother is, you know, has many things to do or many other children, so she cannot devote all her time to take care of the child. So she will have a nurse to take care of the children, of the young children. The nurse will be there. So the nurse becomes almost like the mother. The child knows the mother, the nurse, maybe sometimes better than the mother, right? Just like you see these welfare families, they have a maid in their home or something, and the maid will be holding the baby and like this, because husband and wife are busy, maybe they're doing business or something. So they have a maid to take care, and the maid is like a nurse, and she spends more time with the child than the mother, so that the nurse becomes like the mother for the child. And then finally, the earth. The earth is also mother, because just like the mother is providing so many things for the maintenance of the child, so the earth is also providing the growth. We grow so everything on the earth. The earth provides water, the earth provides all the different elements and minerals, and the jewels, the stones, they're all coming from the earth. The cloth and everything is all provided by the grace of the earth. So the earth is also like a mother. We say mother, Bhumi, Bhumi is in also in the form of a cow. So earth is also mother. So these are the seven mothers. And we're taught to respect these, not only just respect the real mother. We see every morning in the Vedic culture, the system is the son must come to the mother and father, touch the feet. Touch the feet of the mother and father. This is Vedic culture. So sometimes I will ask people, do your children come every morning and touch your feet? You know? They'll all say, no, nobody, they never even think of it. But they don't have that habit, and they don't think others, you know. But that's, this is culture. And so still many families like this in India, in Hindu society, this is a culture. That first thing in the morning, you must go touch the feet of the parents. For the married woman, she has to touch the feet of her husband's parents. Did you do that? You do it? Yeah? Yeah, certainly at the time of the marriage, you're supposed to do it. When you were married, did you do it? Yeah, it's a part of the marriage ceremony. Like this, so something you're supposed to do every day, you know, every day you go. I was staying at Dharmendra's house. I saw Dharmendra, his mother is there. He put his head on her feet, you know. Like this. So this is culture. This is proper etiquette. Of course, we're not living, you're not living with your parents. You don't have that. We're doing devotional service. But we see, especially in Ramayana, Mahabharata, we see a lot of these things are all described, how they will bow to the fathers, to the seniors, to Bhishma, Drona, giving them respect. This is why Arjuna didn't want to fight. You know, he was thinking, these people, Bhishma is my grandfather, I touch his feet. And Drona, he's my teacher, our teacher, he's a Brahmana. No, we worship him, he's our guru. And you want me to kill them? So how difficult it was. Yeah. And their wives are our mothers. Of course, Bhishma has no wife, but Drona had wife. Drona has son, like that, his wife. So, how to look at these women after they've gone? Gopal and Arjuna? They didn't take any food? Okay, so this is Srimad Bhagavatam. It's teaching us so many things, not only philosophy, it's teaching us also Vedic culture, how the world should be. Nowadays in schools, nobody has any respect for teachers. Yeah, very disorganized, very bad teachers. Sometimes they used to beat the students, they used to punish the students. Then they stopped all that, then it got worse. When they stopped punishing the students, then it really got worse. They thought, no, we won't punish them, we'll just send them home, we'll send them to the parents or something like that. But, it didn't make any difference. It just became worse. The schools just completely became so mild. One of our devotees who is teaching, she told me that she said, if I say anything to the students, they scratch my car. they just go and scratch, but they put big scratches in the car. That's what they do to get back at you if you say anything to them. But never used to be like that. The teachers used to rule, they used to carry a stick in their hands, like that, they ruled like that, by fear, put fear in people. But that was also not very ideal. Teachers themselves should be of good character, they should be of perfect character, and they should be able to command respect, not demand respect. So they should be qualified people, they should be able to properly inspire faith and direct the students. Then words, and similarly when there's many whites, you see the whites also have to behave properly. There cannot be competition between the whites, and there cannot be envy that one wife is thinking, oh, he's not my child, he's this other woman's child, and then this way there's, bad feeling, just like we see in the Ramayana. The intrigue to send Lord Rama to the forest was that, oh, this is not my son, Bharat should be the king, I want Bharat to be the king, and so in this way, Lord Rama had to go to the forest. This is the material world where there's envy, competition for attention. But we, in this society, in Krishna's palace at least, this was not there. That all the wives were free of envy there, and Lord Krishna was equally respectful also. Not that the child's thinking, you're not my mother, I'm only going to respect my mother. But Lord Krishna is equally respectful to all the mothers. And similarly, Vasudeva would be respectful to all the wives and take care of all the wives. It is said that even Rukmini used to come and learn from Draupadi how to serve her husband, because Draupadi had five husbands and she was able to keep them all happy and satisfied. So Rukmini thought that Draupadi must be a very expert wife. I can learn from her. I want to learn from her, and then I will also be able to satisfy Lord Krishna. Please, Lord Krishna. So like this, a wife is thinking how to better serve her husband, how to satisfy her husband. She's not thinking that I know everything, I don't need to learn from anyone, but always eager to learn how to improve. Like that, as devotees, we should also be like that. We should always be eager to improve and how to learn more, how please and direct me. And there's always more things to learn. And we should be humble, and this way we can always try to improve ourselves, do better. They have a saying in Chinese, that you're never too old to learn. And even after you've learned everything, there'll always be more to learn. There's always more to learn. And you never think you know everything. So this is important. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.